From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, after a long day, it's been a long weekend. The National Rifle Association Annual Meetings 2016 is in the book. And an amazing few days it was. Now, I'm not, my show is centered around Breitbart News today. And, of course, we're going to talk about some of the things that we took away from the NRA. But here's something I want to promise you. Unlike other radio programs that you might have heard about, we are not going to sit here and inside baseball you. Ha ha, we were there, you weren't. You're not going to get that Fox News type, look how important I am, I went to meet with Zuckerberg because I was invited and I'm important and you're not. You're not going to get that here. You're going to get an assessment of what went down at the National Rifle Association meetings and what it means to you as a gun owner. We're going to tell you what kind of some of the stuff that went on and some of the things we took away from that. Then we're going to move on to some other stories that are out there because this is bright. This is a real unique program today. My great friend A.W.R. Hawkins is going to be joining me in just a moment. He's on the Breitbart News hotline right now waiting to go green. We'll do that in just a second. He's going to stick with us for the first 2 hours of this broadcast today. And we're going to go over everything that he's been writing about. We just haven't had enough time. These hours fly by so fast. But today we do have time. And let me just tell you this. I had a lot of fun. So I like humorous, funny things. I have that twisted sense of humor. And I see funny stuff. And I want to give some of that to you. Sean, can you bring your mic live for just a second?
Yo.
Down there in Dallas. How you doing? Hey, first off, thank you so much. You and George sounded like you were just having just a bumbling great time taking the show over, the Daily Show for me on Friday. And I do appreciate that while I was traveling. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for trusting me in taking over a show like this. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. And much respect.
Well, I'll tell you what. You get a lot of accolades because as I walk around, my time is just not my own. And to those of you who are listening who I missed, I really want to apologize. You know who you are. But we still communicate. I miss Jen. I miss Bob at Bearing Arms. Missed those guys. Missed a number of others. Missed Rob. Didn't see Rob. He was supposed to be with me at the Crossbreed booth, but no one's time is their own at these when you're being pulled a million different directions. You can't be 50 places at one time, and it just turned out that the three places that I had to be at during the weekend were at opposite ends of the building. So wow. It made, yeah, the other time was spent maneuvering back and forth. So anyway, I want to thank you for doing that. That was a lot of fun, and I want to tell a funny story. And, you know, let's bring A.W.R. Hawkins in for this because this is great stuff. A.W.R., welcome to the show, man. Now, you're still in Louisville. I'm going to say this right because you hail from Kentucky. You're in Louisville.
Right.
How did I do? Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did. I was hoping you weren't going to say Louisville, and you didn't.
Right.
You said Louisville.
And, Louisville.
It sounded really good.
Well, I've had practice, and I had a lot of listeners kind of slap me around by email telling me, listen, when you're there, when you say this, it's the way you got to say it, because we're on the air in Louisville right now. We've got Salem, Louisville up there. That's always fun. But, AWR, I want you to hear this. This is a funny story. I got in midday. My flight was delayed, and I got in midday a couple hours later than I wanted to. Wasn't planning on renting a car, but had to because the hotel was farther away than I had thought it was going to be, so a car was a necessity. And as you know, it was pouring down rain on the first day of the convention, and I got there so late that I had to park in the grass lots. Now, I knew that was going to be a nightmare coming out because it was just going to be nothing but mud, and I knew that was going to happen. So I said, oh, boy, here we go. Going to be a chore. So as I was turning in to go down this hill into the lot, there was a car in front of me. It was a white Town and Country van. Sean, I think I told you this on The Daily Show, right?
Yes.
And it was a white Town and Country van, and as it went over the little hill, I could see the bumper sticker in the far bottom right corner of the minivan. Now, AWR, my sense of humor is fun. You ever get that gut laugh? You ever see something that just hits you and you can't stop laughing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this hit me. I saw this as I was, because here I was stressed. I didn't know where I was going. There was a lot of traffic. I was late. It was pouring down rain. Visibility wasn't good, and I'd never been in this location before, and I'm in a strange automobile, and I couldn't even know where the wipers were. I'm like, man, I thought these things just go on automatic. So here this car turns in front of me, and I see the bumper sticker on the back right. It says, Hillary Clinton is a very bad man. Now, AWR, I snapped when I saw that. I started to laugh so hard I couldn't stop, and it carried with me since. Every time I think about that now, I bust out, Hillary Clinton is a very bad man. And I thought, you know what? I'm home. This is the National Rifle Association annual meetings, and this is Free America, and I know you felt the same way.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I did. You know, I felt like a lot of people there, of course, with that attitude, but I felt like the NRA had the attitude they needed. You know, Chris Cox, I loved when Chris Cox in his speech said, look, if Hillary wants to come take our guns, she better pack a lunch. That's
right.
The attitude. That's the attitude that they need to hear and they need to know.
All right, that's a great point. Let's go here for just a second, because I don't want to do the inside baseball thing and talk about what booth we had. Nobody cares about that. What they care about is what did AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News take away? What are you going to write about? What did you write about? We'll cover those things over the course of the next couple hours, because thankfully we've got time with you today. But how did you feel the NRA presented themselves differently this year than in years past, with absolutely no doubt in my mind anyway, and I know yours too, we think alike, so much on the line? Because there was a little bit of a different feel to this as I was watching Wayne LaPierre give the microphone over to Chris Cox and then give the microphone over to Donald Trump. How did you feel about that?
I just felt like it was a sharper knife, and it was a little more in your face, and it was not impolite, and it was not abrasive, but I felt there was a lot more strength presented, a lot more strength extended. You know, that Chris Cox statement, if Hillary's coming to take our guns, she better pack a lunch, you know, and the way they rally, it's just like the fighting tone of Donald Trump was almost perfectly reflected. It was the fighting tone of the NRA. And I haven't seen that such a focus, but it was there in speech after speech. You know, I thought Sheriff David Clark's speech, you know,
right.
that speech was phenomenal. And he's,
right.
You know, he's ringing the same bell that Chris Cox was ringing. You know, look, you don't let the government take care of you. When the government says it will take care of you, dial 911. You know, here's a sheriff saying, look, 911 isn't enough. You take care of yourself, then you dial 911. The message.
That is the message. I would use the term polite aggressiveness. Does
right.
that make sense?
Right. No, it does, because that's what it was. It wasn't – and I'm trying to be careful in my words, but it wasn't a threat. It wasn't threatening language. It was firm language. And it was saying, look, as again, Sheriff Clark said, this is a natural, God-given right. This is an inherent right. It's not ours via government. It's ours via our Creator, hands off. And that kind of sums up to me the same tone I heard from Chris Cox. It
right.
certainly was the tone that we heard from Donald Trump, who went off the cliff with that speech, just hammering the people who want to take our guns, particularly Hillary. And he not only hammered her for wanting to take guns in a general sense, but he specifically named things she wants to do to take them. And he didn't leave any stone unturned. I thought it was a remarkable leadership form.
It really was. He didn't leave anything on the table, that's for sure. And everything came off. His emotions showed. It was a different type of Donald Trump. And I want you to know, because you see the news clips of Donald Trump and you see what the mainstream media gives you, and this is what they want because this is the soundbite. This was a
right.
different speech that AWR is talking about that
right.
that we didn't see from Donald Trump, that you don't tend to see on the evening news and that you're not going to get, right, AWR, in a 30-second soundbite.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, and I'll tell you what sums it up. Donald Trump, as you know, he made the hashtag trend Crooked Hillary. And at this speech,
He said, look, Hillary wants to disarm single moms in Florida. She wants to disarm grandmas in Ohio. She wants them to sit in their apartments at night in dangerous crime zones and fend for themselves with, and he used this word, no chance of, quote, survival, unquote. Right. And he said, we need to change it from crooked Hillary to heartless Hillary because it's heartless to leave these people unarmed. That is the heart of Donald Trump. It's not just the political angle he's taking. It's the heart. He does not want to see these people defenseless.
It's going to be an amazing remainder of this hour and the following hour. You're getting a taste of Breitbart News Armed American Radio right now with Second Amendment award-winning journalist from Breitbart News, A.W.R. Hawkins. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need it.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, and we are overtaken with Breitbart News. We've got the Breitbart News Hour going on right now with my good friend and political analyst from Breitbart News, award-winning journalist A.W.R. Hawkins. A.W.R., pleasure. Let's go right back to the Breitbart News hotline with you and continue this discussion. I'm fascinated with this whole Donald Trump thing. I want to get a different angle and get your opinion on this. After Wayne LaPierre, we had Chris Cox come out. Chris Cox officially endorsed Donald Trump for president and then introduced him, right?
Right.
Now, a lot of folks were talking out there in liberal la-la land and a number of other places that they thought it was unusual that the NRA did what they did as far as an endorsement right now so early. And I thought, no, this is all by design. This is Donald Trump is the nominee. And here we've got people like Paul Ryan, people who haven't yet realized that they're no longer relevant. They still think they're relevant. Paul Ryan is playing political games because he thinks he's still relevant, when in reality, the people have said, no, we're moving in a different direction, at least this cycle. Bye. Donald Trump, and I think the NRA's endorsement, I think, was designed to help fix that by giving this massive push behind him to help push 2016 for one reason and one reason only, and that is absolutely because the NRA knows how absolutely vital it is Hillary Clinton not be elected. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I would. You know, I interviewed NRA board member Buzz Mills, and I'm a friend of Buzz's, but I interviewed him about Trump and that endorsement, and Buzz said, just right to the point, he said, look, everybody's fighting. Is he a real Republican? Is he Democrat? And he said, here's the deal. Donald Trump is an American. And he said he described Donald Trump as unique among all candidates in his lifetime. This is Buzz speaking. And Buzz said, look, here's the deal. Hillary Clinton will lie to you while she reaches in your pocket and takes your guns away. Donald Trump is not going to take your guns. And that's the important message. He's exactly right. And so I think the NRA sees an opportunity to bring this to a point. And as you say, if Paul Ryan wants to keep doing what he's doing, let him do it. He'll figure out. We don't even need him.
That's right.
He'll figure out. And that there's too much momentum to not jump on the train now would be foolish, because you're jumping with momentum. Let's do it.
Right.
Let's get it moving even faster. Let's get the sword even sharper. Let's add another 5.5 million voters to Trump immediately. Let's do this. And that's what the NRA did.
Yeah, absolutely right. I agree. I think that's exactly – I took the same thing away from that. It would have been foolish for them at this stage of the game. Now, their meeting's a little bit late this year. Usually their meetings are around the end of April or so, tend to be around the middle of April. And here it's an election cycle. This had to be done, I think, and it had to be done now. And I think they played – here's the way I'll leave it. Well played. They played it very, very well, I think. And you're right. They're going to bring those 5 million and that, the other 10, 20, 30 million who tend to agree but don't part money with the NRA, that agree with the NRA. So I'm glad you agree with that, because I saw the other side, and of course they try to twist it into, the NRA is scared, this, that, and the other thing. So let's go there real quick, and then we'll talk a little bit about some individual things you saw at the convention that people can learn from. But there's an MRC, Media Research, is out there with just a great piece from today. Louisville paper covers dozens trying to counter huge annual NRA convention. Now, I don't know if you saw this, so I'll read it out to you here, and we'll quote some of the pieces. Friday morning, the Louisville Courier Journal gave the Kentucky chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America priceless free publicity by promoting the group's event on gun violence Saturday at Spalding University in Louisville. Reporter-promoter Deborah Yetter relayed the group's hype that due to limited space, organizers are asking people to register in advance for free tickets. As seen after the jump, the space may have been limited, but the attendance in Saturday's event was even more limited. And they show a photograph of, maybe 26 people sitting there versus the almost 100,000 people going into the Louisville Exposition Center. There's a caption. Now, you'll appreciate this being the paper, newspaper, you know, reporter, you know, website guy. All right. Caption: dozens of anti-gun violence advocates walked a short distance on 2nd Street to a Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America rally Saturday. The group hosted a screening of Under the Gun to counter the message of the NRA, which is in town this weekend for its annual meeting and convention. I got the biggest chuckle out of that. And then the MRC said dozens. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, they embarrassed themselves in Nashville. You know, Bob Owens and I walked over to that one, and I think they had, counting dogs and cats, they had 120 people. And and those weren't all Moms Demand's participants. Some of those were just curious people who wanted to know why all these women in red shirts were standing there. But, you know, when the most you can draw are dozens to counter 80, 90, 100,000, all you're doing is you are – substantiating my belief that the only reason you exist to begin with, I'm speaking to Moms Demand and Everytown, the only reason you exist is because Mike Bloomberg keeps throwing money at you. If they didn't have his wallet behind him, they are getting beaten so bad in a free market they'd never make it. They wouldn't make it another week, but they have his unlimited resources, so they don't have to win. They don't even have to show well. They just have to show up, and that's what they did.
Well said. I'll finish out with the MRC piece. Because this is very important. Pay careful attention to this. This is why we don't want to spend too much time on this, and we don't want to give them too much attention. This is Armed American Radio. This is our time. This is why the un-Americans and the enemies of our freedoms are not welcome as guests on this program. These hours belong to us, and you know that if you've been listening to me in this program for now heading into 8 years. Unbelievable. But take a listen. Most national news organizations have figured out that following the Moms Demand Action Group is a waste of time and resources. Lengthy coverage of the NRA convention at the AP appropriately ignored the Moms Group. But local news outlets haven't gotten the message, and as a result, routinely beclown themselves, as the Courier-Journal just did. So well said there, too, by MRC. And that's true, though. Are you feeling that sense of irrelevancy now?
Well, I'll just tell you this. We didn't write them up. And it's that deal, you know. If we wrote them up, we give them far greater press than they could get on their own. And they're not winning; they're losing at every turn. I mean, you know, we've had concealed carry expanded in Idaho and West Virginia. It's pending in Missouri. Constitutional carry put in place in all those states. Campus carry was passed in Tennessee. It's being pushed incrementally in Oklahoma. It's already in place for K-12 schools in Oklahoma. These things are happening this year. Well, that seems to me that those are all things Moms Demand oppose. So it seems to me they're not simply losing, they're getting walloped. So there's no use giving them some good press. You know, no one's going to show up to their meeting. They had 4 dozen this time, they'll have 3 dozen next time, and it'll just continue to go down proportionally. And so that's how it goes, you know. They'll disappear altogether.
Don't think that he might not stop paying if he begins to sense that irrelevancy, too, because Bloomberg didn't make billions by being foolish with his money. He may, in turn, shift it. But they're not going to go away anytime during this election cycle, so you can take that to the bank. We'll be back. This is the Breitbart News Hour on Armed American Radio with the great Second Amendment award-winning journalist A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Back right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to
join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Wow, that's some great AC/DC with the old original Bon Scott. Oh, good stuff. We could crank that up for another hour if I wanted to. It's really good. Love that stuff. Get you pumped up to talk about stuff like this. First off, a couple things, some business out of the way. Those of you who showed up at the NRA and came by the USCCA booth, the Second Amendment Foundation booth, the Crossbreed Holster booth, where my time was predominantly spent for the day and a half that I was on that floor, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It is humbling, to say the least. And you all know who you are. You know who you are. And those of you who came bearing gifts, I cannot tell you how appreciated it is that you think that highly of myself, the radio program, our guests. Is just amazing. And to see you go out of your way and travel from great distances and say, I came here to see you. Thank you for what you do. Don't stop. It makes a difference. It's humbling to say the least. You know, and I had a 13-year-old or 14-year-old young man, I guess maybe 15 or 16, somewhere in that age bracket, come up to me at the Crossbreed booth and interview me while his father videotaped it so he could take down and transcribe some of my answers for a year-end paper that he did and why it was important that we have these freedoms and fight for these freedoms and, the, and these rights. So it's quite astonishing. Now, the reason I say that, AWR, is because – and the USCCA booth, by the way, packed. I've never seen it like that before ever. Thousands of you came by. Sheriff Clark came and hang out with us for the afternoon on Saturday, and just an amazing time. But AWR, the reason I say that is because the Courier Journal also gave Shannon Watts guest contributor space. Did you happen to see this by any chance?
No.
On the 19th, take a listen to this. The National Rifle Association is hosting its annual meeting this weekend in Louisville, and as in tradition, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, Donald Trump, is expected to deliver a speech kowtowing to, now this is how she describes you, me, and everyone who was at the NRA convention, kowtowing to the most extreme elements of the NRA and its leadership. The NRA's agenda to ensure guns for anyone, anywhere, anytime, no questions asked, will be presented without irony, even though guns will be banned from the venue when Trump speaks, and even though the vast majority of NRA members and gun owners support strengthening gun laws. Now, I'm going to stop there because the rest of this, I don't have a pot sitting next to me to puke in. Let me leave it with this. AWR, I was carrying a firearm the entire time I was in that venue. And the only reason, and Shannon Watts knows this, but she's a despicable, immoral liar. The only reason she said that, and the only reason that guns were banned at that time was because of the Secret Service was in the vicinity with a presidential nominee. Correct? Right. Or am I wrong?
Correct. No, 100%. And when Secret Service shows up, wherever they are becomes a federal jurisdiction. And wherever that is, the Secret Service has the power to suspend the exercise of a certain right if that's what they have to do to keep an asset safe or to keep a situation in what they consider to be a situation that they control where they have 100% security. And that's just how it is. She knows that. The deal with Shannon Watts, key word, she's a coward, first class. Shannon Watts does all this bloviating in these newspapers, and then she bans people, just blocks, right. Blocks people from her Twitter account, from everything. Because she can't handle real conversation. She can only do it in a setting where she controls when you can speak, if you can speak, and she can say whatever she wants. She is the biggest hypocrite. And, you know, I love seeing her group fail. I love it. I love seeing a few dozen people show up to her mass rally that never was. I love it. And if she didn't have rags like the Courier Journal, one of the most left-leaning papers ever, if she didn't have a rag like that, letting her write from time to time, no one would ever hear from her. And she knows that. So, you know, I'm unaffected by her wording, and I'm unaffected by her ignorance because I'm beyond her ignorance.
Well, that's a great point. That's a great point. Let me jump in there. Here's why. It's that ignorance and being beyond that. And when you hear these, this is in the first two paragraphs of this guest column that she wrote for this left-leaning, left-wing rag, this propaganda mouthpiece, in essence, shows you exactly why we dismiss these people and why they're irrelevant. Any clear-thinking individual understands. Let me tell you something about the National Rifle Association annual convention. I'm going to guess AWR. It's hard to tell because each year the venue size is a little different, right? And when the venue size is much bigger, the crowd of 80,000 is spread out more. It might not seem as crowded. When it's smaller, it's like, wow, there must be 200,000 people here because that's what it seems like. This was about 7 acres. It was huge. It was a perfect size for the amount of people that were there, and it handled it. It handled it well. Some parking issues, that's always the case. But besides that point, let's just say 80,000 people, probably 2/3 of them armed. Are you aware of any trouble at the Expo Center while you were in attendance?
No, I'm not at all. I mean, I saw that one Trump protester, and he was out in the rain. Other than that, I didn't see anything. And I carried a Glock 43 the whole time in my Klinger holster. And I had it in my bag the whole time. The best holster, the best gun, in my opinion, for me, for concealed carry personally. And I was comfortable the whole time. And I didn't see an issue. I saw people open carrying. I know people were concealed carrying who were friends of mine. and people were just happy walking around. I know this sounds a little stereotypical, but they were walking around drinking Cokes, eating hot dogs, and you know, just looking at guns. It was a good old time, and it was what I liked about it. A lot of the people carrying guns, their kids were walking, holding onto their leg, holding
That's right.
mom's purse, just right in tow with them. And these were armed families, not armed individuals. It was nice.
Mom's armed, dad's armed, a lot of open carry. Not as much as I would have expected to see in Kentucky at an NRA convention. I thought, you know, that would be a place. If anybody wanted to make a political statement to carry a firearm, that would have been the place. But most gun carriers don't openly carry their firearms. But there was a significant amount of open carry. Like you, I was carrying a Glock 17 in a Crossbreed outside the waistband drop slide, brand new holster, the entire time I was there. And I didn't say anything to you when we met in the press room because I didn't want to scare you. I didn't want you to think I was, you know, because I was carrying a gun. I didn't want that to be an issue or anything.
Yeah.
So
that's the same reason I didn't say anything to you. I didn't want you to be nervous that I had that Glock 43 with me.
It's funny because here we are in the midst of tens and tens, and I don't mean 1,000 people. I mean tens and tens and tens of thousands of people armed.
Yep.
In the presence of and walking the so let's go into what kind of crowd do we see at an NRA convention? This is what's important. You see, as you described, moms, dads, kids. Let me tell you who came up to me, and I tweeted a photograph of this out, and I need to get this out in some bigger circles. Haven't had time yet since I just got back today, but we will do this. Had a conversation with a World War II veteran. Gentleman was in his 90s. He's walking around with decorations and his World War II veteran hat on. And he's telling us stories. I was at the Second Amendment Foundation booth when he came by.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. I took a photograph of him, and I tweeted it to Shannon Watts, directly to her and her only. And I think it showed up on my Twitter feed. But a photograph, World War II veteran. And I said, at Shannon Watts, this is the National Rifle Association.
Right.
This is who you demonize. And law enforcement coming by to shake my hand. I love listening to you when I have the time. We listen to you in the squad car. It's heartwarming, to say the least. And it's not what the leftists put the propaganda that they put out in these rags and in these you know, major network stories. It's frustrating, AWR. It's frustrating.
No, it is. Well, you know, and I'm going to talk like you are about this kind of people there. But real quick, before I lose this point, that I just thought of. Don't forget, when Shannon Watts travels, she has armed security. Don't ever forget that hypocrisy.
That's right.
If anyone doubts, do a search of Breitbart and Bloomberg's gun control armed security, or do a search AWR Hawkins and Bloomberg's gun control group's armed security. If you doubt me, I wrote on it well last year. When by well, I mean I listed it out. I showed facts. I didn't just make it up. You know, they have armed security. So
all right, AWR, I need to stop you right there, brother. We're going to take a break. We want to finish that thought with the hypocrisy when we come back from this break. And in the next hour with AWR, we're going to start going through all the Breitbart news stories that AWR has been working on so that you can get the information you need, the truth. We'll be back right after this with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. It's the Breitbart News Hour on Armed American Radio.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman. Are you the one?
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
Cynical, isn't he? Barack Obama. Yeah, see, they slip up once in a while, don't they? Gun control or gun safety measures, as Katie Couric so famously said, leading up in the interview with Colbert, Stephen Colbert, also an in-character guy. What a joke. Funny guy, huh? About the words gun control and what it means. We don't like to say gun control. We like to say gun safety. Well, thanks a lot for exposing what we've been talking about for years on this program. You're not fooling anybody. You're not fooling anybody. And you just remember, Hillary Clinton is a very bad man. Don't you forget that. Greatest bumper sticker I've ever seen outside Hillary for prison 2016. All right, let's go back to AWR Hawkins, the Breitbart News Hotline, and this Breitbart News Armed American Radio Special Edition Hour. And we're going to do it again in the next hour, too. We're going to cover some of the political news stories going on and floating around. But AWR, you talk about hypocrisy. The hypocrisy drips from these people. You need a napkin. You got to follow them around. You got to wipe it up. It's all over the floor. These people are so hypocritical with everything they do as they lecture you behind bulletproof glass and armed security. It is really astonishing that anybody doesn't see that. That's the kind of the same as what's his name? You know, Al Gore flying the world in his jet, railing on people who fly in private jets. It's just a joke anyway. Yeah, go ahead and finish that thought, if you would, the hypocrisy.
Oh, no, that was about it. I mean, I just think it's important that people understand you're getting lectured by a woman that uses armed security. And so a good guy with a gun is a good thing for her, but a good guy with a gun is a bad thing for us. That's it. So, you know, I'm done with that. See, it's that kind of thinking that has destroyed really what you would call normal politics this time around. The American people are sick of it. They're
that's
sick
right.
of it, whether it comes from Shannon Watts or from the GOP establishment. And that all comes together, even though they're coming from two different sources. That mindset is what has propelled Donald Trump to the top, because he stands up, as Buzz Mills said, not necessarily this party or that party, but an American. And it's so refreshing to have an American, a man who could afford anything and everything he sees, wants, or desires. And what does he get teared up about? He gets teared up about the idea of someone taking an American's gun and leaving that American defenseless. It's refreshing. The hypocrisy is gone with him, and he will set some people straight, including Shannon Watts of the GOP establishment, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. In fact, I'll go ahead and make this statement known well, that on the heels of the NRA convention, that Armed American Radio now supports and endorses Donald Trump for president. And we are going to do what we can to make sure that Hillary Clinton is not elected. Speaking of that, AWR, do you want to give me your thoughts on the, I'm going to say it because I can. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong. But on the boneheads out there who are going to pull the lever for some dopey Gary Johnson, and rather than get it in an election year that is absolutely so vital to the future of our Second Amendment, as Jeff Sessions just said in a piece, I believe it was an op-ed piece earlier today, that is literally on the line. What do you say to those people right now?
Yeah, well, here's the bottom line. You have two candidates. It's going to be Hillary and Trump. If you don't vote for one, you vote for the other. That's it. So if you don't vote for Trump, whether you write in your own name, you write in Gary Johnson, and you might as well write in your own name, but if you don't vote for Trump, no matter who you vote for, you're voting for Hillary. So just understand that. And you're not making a moral point. You're not making a heroic stand. You're voting for Hillary, and it makes no sense.
That is what the bottom line is. That is exactly what the bottom line is. There's no fluff there. There's no pomp there. There's no circumstance there. It's just the cold, hard fact. This is not the time to be trying to make that bold stand with so much on the line. And as a libertarian, I love you. I know you support the Second Amendment. If you're not voting for Trump, you're voting for Hillary Clinton, as AWR Hawkins just said. He just laid it out for you. There's no gray area. Okay, AWR, in the next hour, we're going to go into a lot of your columns. So much stuff. We're going to cover what you've been writing about. In this hour, you want to close this out. We've got about 5 minutes here, 4 minutes actually, with, you know, what were your final takeaways? What do you want people to know? What did they miss if they weren't there? What was important? And what do they need to know from the National Rifle Association meetings for 2016?
Well, I mean, when you go to the National Rifle Association's annual meetings and exhibits, what you do is you get everyone who goes gets to step beyond the left's propaganda. The propaganda's blown away. As soon as you step in, it's almost like going to an old-timey county fair minus the roller coasters. But it's that kind of atmosphere. There's food, there's this, there's that. And then there are 11 acres. I say it again, 11 acres of firearms and firearm accessories. And the setting is such that, as we said in, I think, the first segment of this show, these weren't just individuals walking around. Yeah, there were groups, four or five guys here, four or five guys there. I saw a lot of military personnel, but their entire families walking around. Sons that wanted to get posters of this gun that they want to own one day. Daughters that are talking to the female shooter for Taurus, or the female shooter for another gun maker. And, you know, you've got all of these things going on. There's actually a little bit of just kind of celebrity worship there, the same way a lot of people would worship. I don't use worship in the wrong sense. Look up to, I should say. They look up to right. athletes. You have people looking up to these shooters that literally follow them. And, I mean, you just got a crazy atmosphere like that. And then you have all the guns you could dream of. You know, Daniel Defense had that massive display. Every AR, every AR-10 they make everything's out there. You could feel it. You could see what the military uses. You know, you could see what you can buy. FN, Smith & Wesson, Glock. I shouldn't even name things because I'm going to leave. There's no way to name them all. But if you can think of it, it was there. And it was in an environment where you could bring your kids or you could bring your best friend, and either way you have a good time. And what you learn at every turn, from every booth, when you go to the next booth, the message is the same. Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. And you see the economic importance of the gun industry, and that shows you something the left doesn't want you to see. And you have to know, as soon as you see it, you're like, wow, this is a lot bigger. This is a lot bigger than CNN wanted me to think it was. So it's a wonderful experience.
Well said. Something else about it, too. You just touched on the economic impact that's in the billions. The tax impact is in the billions. This is a huge, major industry. Again, get your head out of soundbite. Don't walk around with soundbite-itis, okay? The National Rifle Association meetings are not about soundbite-itis. It's everything AWR just described and more, because you can't talk about it all. There's no way to put it all together, but you have to go and experience that flavor. And to know that you're in the midst of so many armed, law-abiding citizens, and it's not this monstrous evil display that the left propagandizes, is very, very important.
You know
that you understand that. Oh, we got one. Go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
For people who might want to go next year and should go, you don't just get to look at the guns. If you see the gun, you pick it up and feel it. You look down the sights. You hold it to your side. You don't. It's not just you walking through hands off. It's you walking through. Please touch. Please touch. Please handle this gun.
It's a consumer show.
That's it.
It's a consumer show. AWR, we're getting ready to knock this hour out. When we come back, we're going to get into a lot of analysis with everything that's been going on out in the world that you've been writing about at Breitbart News. I'm Mark Walters. Been filling your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio Network's Monster Broadcast. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Gals, by the way, 50% in attendance at the NRA. Huge numbers. We'll be back with Breitbart News' AWR Hawkins right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com. That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.